KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. The San Francisco Department of Public Health is attributing a slight decrease in overdose deaths in the city to a new treatment method. New data from the department shows 66 people died from an accidental drug overdose in the city last month, down from 73 last May. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joanna Eveland says giving people who are addicted to opiates small doses of buprenorphine over time, as opposed to larger doses, is helping people experiencing withdrawal from relapsing.
Microdosing, or gradual dose increases, provides a gentler way to start the medication. By starting with a small dose of buprenorphine and gradually increasing the dosage over days, we're able to mitigate the withdrawal symptoms.
This comes as Governor Newsom announced Friday that the state was increasing availability of state-branded naloxone, the drug that reverses opioid overdoses. As high temperatures hit much of the Bay Area, some cities and counties are offering cooling centers for a break from the heat. Today, residents in Livermore can go to the Civic Center Public Library and in Fremont to the main library to cool off. Meteorologist Rachel Kennedy with the National Weather Service says today is forecast to be the hottest day of the heat wave, with a slow cooling trend starting tomorrow.
A few areas are kind of getting into the upper 90s, more so in the South Bay, and then the far eastern East Bay Hills are where we're looking at below 100s.
Library locations are also serving as cooling centers for San Francisco, Solano, and Santa Clara County residents. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.